This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York, the Yankees lose. The Yankees lose again. Keith McPherson on The Fan. I'm going to pull in the legendary Marco Belletti, who always wears a Yankee hat in here. I root for more Marco Belletti shows because I know Marco knows what he's talking about, and he's only a couple years older than me, so he's seen the Yankees and remembers more than I definitely remember. So let's start with right now, where we are in 2025. Is this an acceptable end for your 2025 New York Yankees? Don't you feel good that we got our four postseason games?
Nonsense. Again, it's loser stuff that the Yankees are so easy now to embrace. It really is. It's getting to the point where it's sickening that they can embrace that being able to beat the Red Sox and playing an extra couple of games. Hey, you know what? What are you going to do? It's crapshoot.
Yeah, they tied for first, you know, the tiebreaker. They didn't have the tiebreaker. They won the same amount of games as last year, Marco.
What can you do? What can you do? That's what it feels. It's the motto where it's everything's good enough. And hey, I mean, those are the breaks. That's playoff baseball. Yeah.
They made some moves at the deadline. Look at the team. Look at the bench. Look at the bullpen.
Yep. And a lot of those moves are for next year, because if you think there's major changes coming for next year, you got another thing coming. Not only is management obviously going to stay intact, and that's a different conversation, but your entire bullpen, that was done at the deadline. David Bednar is now your closer, not just for this year, for next year. Okay. Yep. Doval is now your new setup man for next year. Devin Williams is gone. Luke Weaver is gone. Jake Bird, who was thrown into the AAA. Everybody forgot about Jake Bird. You're not going to forget about Jake Bird come April, because he's going to be a big piece in that bullpen. This team is the same thing year after year. It's rinse and repeat. And it's going to be the same concept of win 90-something games somewhere in that area, get into the playoffs, and then they'll tell you how it's a crapshoot and you're going to roll the dice. Like, there's no possible way to know how to win a title. Everything's up in the air. No one could possibly foresee how to put together a club to be able to get to a championship. They have become what I used to mock. They're the A's of the late 90s and early 2000s. Talented as hell, and constantly had the excuse of, you know, we're really good. We're right. What can you do? It's a crapshoot. It's not a crapshoot. You're not good enough. That's where the Yankees are. They're not good enough.
Well, no one cares about batting average. You got to hit home runs to win in October, right? You got to hit home runs. They got a lot of home run hitters. They hit more home runs than anyone in baseball this year.
Look, when you put together this lineup and the talent and what they look, they see, when you put it in a database, it's going to spit out a lot of runs, which spits out them leading the league in runs scored. Because it's over 162 over a bunch of bums that you probably see during the year and a bunch of guys that are not locked in at all times. That's fair, because it's over 162.
Yep.
Put those same things into a postseason lineup, and then you go, well, we didn't know it wasn't going to hit. Trent Grisham, Ryan McMahon, Anthony Volpe, Austin Wells. They're all the same.
Ben Rice, Stanton, Cody Bellinger.
They all have the same approach. You have 6 to 7 guys in your lineup that have the exact same approach.
Chisholm.
You cannot win when you all have the same approach. You need different things in the lineup. There's nothing to be said for we don't need power. Of course you do. You got to hit home runs. Of course you got to get on base. Of course you got. You also have to have guys that know how to be able to hit. You also have to have guys that can know their role to set the table, know their role to not swing for the fences, to be able to try to inside out a pitch. We were talking about it a little off the air. That last run that the Blue Jays scored, Miles Straw. Yeah. Who the hell is Miles Straw? The pitch that he got.
I know who he is.
Who was thrown at his belt, able to bring his hands in and dunks it into right field with the infield in. Now you can go exit velocity of what, 63? And you go, well, it's luck. It's hitting. It's this talent and it's a skill, and it's none of the Yankees have. Up and down their lineup, none of them know how to do that. All they know how to do is swing hard, hit the ball hard, exit velocity. You cannot have 9 hitters exactly the same. That's what the Yankees do. They're built for fantasy, not for reality.
Yeah, Miles Straw was, I think, almost out of the league, or maybe temporarily out of the league. He was with the Guardians. He's the one that tried to scale the wall. Mm-hmm. A couple years back in Yankee Stadium, they were calling him Spider-Man, and when the fans threw stuff on the field, I was at that game. But that's what the Blue Jays are. They have a bunch of scrappy guys. They got hitters like Ernie Clement, Dalton Varshaw, Addison Barger, guys that like are not household names, but they work the count. They don't strike out. They put the ball in play, and they're thinking about passing the baton. Then they do obviously have the superstar in Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who the Yankees tried and, I don't know, didn't want to walk, and he drove in a run every single game of this series, and you could see it in his eyes. He was motivated to defeat the Yankees. The Yankees, a lot of people are talking about now, there is no more aura. There is no more mystique. Nobody fears the Yankees anymore. They're the butt of every joke. They're getting memed and mocked, and there's nothing that the Yankees can do about it.
Well, why would you have aura? All you do is lose. Aura comes when you win.
Right.
Mystique comes
comes from being the champions.
All the idea of the ghosts coming through and all that.
They won.
That's because those teams won, and it felt like, you know, no one could beat this team. Everyone beats you now. This is not, you couldn't get past the Astros. Everybody comes to Yankee Stadium and wins.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that can't, they don't win series. You know, okay, they beat the Guardians a couple of times. This team, it's been rinse and repeat with different faces that all, again, do the same thing. This is over a decade now, and this is second longest drought that they've had in their franchise history without a championship. It's not by accident. Neither was the other 18 years that they went from 78 to 96.
Right.
That wasn't by accident.
18 is
either.
The number. We're getting stupidly close.
Now it's 16. None of these things are by accident. They're not shocking. They're not, when you step back, you really can see it. It's blatant and it's obvious, all the different flaws and all the different problems that they have. And they continue to throw Band-Aids on top of it. And they'll tell you that, well, one of these years. So you're hoping for, basically, you want the roulette reel. That's what you're looking for. That's your hope. That's your plan.
And it's only going to get harder because they're just going to keep changing the game. There's pitch com. There's a pitch clock. There's Manfred's man on
there's
second base.
There's also Aaron Judge getting older. And there's Gerrit Cole getting older.
Your window closing. So you're leading me to where I'm going to ask you next, right? So if we're approaching 2 more seasons until 18 years, the longest drought in franchise history, or matching that, there's going to be a labor dispute. This might be a lockout after next year. Also, Stanton is going to be 36. Judge is going to be 34. Cole is 36. And the window for those players that we look at as potential Hall of Famers, like winning with them, that window is going to close. And then also, do you fire Aaron Boone? I don't think they fire Aaron Boone because he's got a contract extension for 2 more years, which is also in that window. Do you think that Bruce Bochy comes in here and changes things? Do you think that a different manager would have got a different result?
The Boone time should have come and gone a while ago.
2021 for me. When they lost to the Red Sox in the wild card, I was done then.
But it's got to be a philosophical thought because it's not as simple as, well, you move on from Boone, you bring somebody else in that's basically exactly like Aaron Boone. The Yankees would never hire. Now Bruce Bochy, again, is not necessarily a fit, but a guy like that.
Just
the idea.
No, you're right.
No, you're right. An old-time guy that walks in and says, I'm going to do things my way.
Right.
The Yankees are going that way. They're never going to do that, no matter who
Brian
they
Cashman.
Look at.
It's I was looking at Brian Cashman's age. He's 58. So let's say he wants to continue to be the GM of the New York Yankees until it's retirement years. It's another 7 years.
There's no way. He's not going to relinquish that type of power. And understandably so. Why would he ever hire somebody that's going to say, you know what, I'm in charge? No, you're not. I'm the GM and the president of baseball operations. I'm in charge. So he would never hire somebody that's going to look to usurp that or to be able to struggle with him. He wants simpatico. And that's what Aaron Boone is. Aaron Boone's a really good shield who's really good with the media, who puts up the face and puts up the message that the organization wants, which is we do things our way. We know what we're doing, but he's never outwardly upset. That's what the Yankees want. They want that mouthpiece. He's very good at it, and he's also very good at keeping things even keel in the clubhouse, which I think is actually very important for a manager, but you have to know when to ratchet it up, and I feel that's where Aaron Boone lacks. He knows how to calm it down. He doesn't know how to ratchet it up, and that's part of the process because there are,
there are times in the season. And like,
they really are.
I said it. It seems too much of a country club, too much of a participation trophy Yankees, and you got to light a fire under their ass sometimes.
I look at it as this team acts like they've won many, many titles.
Because they act live like off of the Derek Jeters. Right. They live off of the every city they go, they're screaming fans, let's go Yankees in every city. But those are fans that their parents made them Yankee fans because of the winning.
They walk around like, look, guys, we've won 4 out of 5. We know what we're doing. We get it. No. The uniform did. The NY did, the pinstripes did, other players did to set it up for you. You have accomplished nothing. And a lot of the Yankee players, most of that clubhouse feel, does have that vibe of, we've been here before, we've been through the struggles, we know what we're doing. No. You've been through the struggles and you failed at every turn. Different ways, different years, different faces.
Embarrassing ways.
You've always failed. So there's no reason to be able to stand there and go, we know what we're doing. No, you don't. If you knew what you were doing, you'd have a title. You don't have a title, and you've only been there once in 16 years. It's not like, well, you go there every other three. No, you don't. You have a tendency to get knocked out by teams that, when you look at it on paper, are inferior.
Yeah.
And let's be fair. I have a lot of respect for the Blue Jays. Inferior, talent-wise, on paper.
Yeah, nobody had them here in the beginning of the year.
But then why is it that when you line them up on the field, the Blue Jays kick their ass up and down an entire full season?
Because they go through their meetings and their scouting report, and they know the flaws in the defense. They know the flaws in guys' hitting approach. They know where they can attack. They know where they're going to win.
It's not just talent.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
There's team. There's in pieces that go into place. The Blue Jays were a better team than the Yankees because they had all the pieces that fit together. This is not reactionary. I actually blame myself that I got duped in the three games against the Red Sox. I've been screaming it all year that this team, you can't fool me. I know who you are. I could see through it. I've been saying it for years now. I wanted to sell at the deadline. Sell anything that's not nailed down because this team can't get over the top. I got duped in those three games. That's on me. Lucy with the football and peanuts, that's me. I'm Charlie Brown. I got duped in those three games. This team can't score unless they hit home runs. They don't know how to play winning baseball. They do the same thing over and over and over and over and over, and they're easily pitched to, and they don't hit every single year. And the worst part about this one, for me, this is where I'm really angry, not only at myself because I knew it, but I'm also angry in that you wasted the 1 year that Aaron Judge showed up and said, I'm carrying this thing on my back. Guys, just get aboard.
His numbers are incredible.
And they couldn't do it. That's embarrassing to them. Now, it's bad that it took Judge 10 years to do that. It would have been nice if he was there last year because it could have carried them to a title.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. But the captain this year actually came through. He was clutch all the way through. He was locked in, and he was able to do what he was supposed to do. No one followed suit. That's embarrassing. You got beat by eight arms out of the bullpen.
And the plot twist is that we thought this was a deeper lineup. We thought the year Trent Grisham had, Ben Rice had, Jazz had, All-Star 30-30, Ben Rice 26 homers, Trent Grisham 34, Belly, Goldie, even like, we thought that this was the year that they would have enough around him. Stanton, what happened to playoff Stanton? Postseason G. It wasn't enough. And they give up 34 runs in this series to the Blue Jays. They don't even get to five games. Like, it's not acceptable.
Look, and obviously the pitching is a big culprit in this. You can't have an ace come up in Max Fried and
Cam Schlitter is the best. I said, how do we end up here where this 24-year-old kid is the guy that we want on the mound over Carlos Rodon, Max Fried.
Stones.
He was the opening day starter for the AA Somerset Patriots, and he's the guy that we're like most confident in when he takes the ball.
And let's be fair. That's what it is. It's the composure. It's the Stones.
Right.
Cam Schlitter wants the ball, and he wants the moment. Now, as much as I know Carlos Rodon wants the ball, he wants fails. The moment, but he fails each and every time.
And Max Fried looked like he wanted to pout as soon as like, he didn't want to be out there.
One bad start.
As soon as Judge misplayed that ball, And next thing you know, I don't know, was that Clement was on third? It was like, oh, here it goes.
There's too much of the, and I give Schlitter a lot of credit for this because it was easily, he could have folded early in this game, but he didn't. There's a lot of times where the Yankees are built, Rodon, Frieda showed it at times too, where things go bad early and they have a tendency to pack it up.
Tank.
Yeah. Pack it up. And that's not a good trade, obviously. And they're built on their pitching. They're predicated. That's the way they built this club. And they're going to spend most of their money, it feels like, in their starting pitching. And they're going to rely on that. And then you're going to have, again, the bats that they have. When your starting pitching doesn't come through, it sets them back. I understand that. Luis Gil put them behind the eight ball in game one in the fact that they could have stole that game, but they didn't. That's why in playoff baseball, when you don't take advantage of certain situations, it winds up coming back to haunt you. Those things are all fair, but I still come back to over 10 years. As much as we've talked about this starting pitcher didn't pitch, this starting pitcher didn't pitch, and you know guys like Jameson Taillon pitching well in the ALCS, the same thing happens every year. They have an opportunity to score runs. They don't. And they wind up losing games.
They get runners on, they leave them on. They squeeze the bat too tight, they have a ridiculous number of strikeouts in a series, and it's deja vu.
Runners at third, unable to drive them in. Runners at first and second with nobody out, and they get nothing across. They have no wherewithal to change the approach and find a way, like a Miles Straw, where you have a pitch that comes at your belt buckle with two strikes, and you're able to dunk it into right field for a base hit. You don't see that. Now, that's why I got duped, because I saw that a little bit in the Red Sox series, and I was like, oh, man, they actually can change their approach. Shame on me. You are who you are, and that's who the Yankees are. All in bunches, and if it's not there, nothing.
Well, that's Marco Belletti, our update guy, and Marco hosts some show once in a while here, you know, a fill-in spot, and Marco can run it up, and instead of Marco and I having those conversations during the break, I'm like, let's have this one tonight for all to hear. Thank you, Marco. Let's get back to the phones at 888-808-1019. Rich is out in Iowa on The Fan in New York.
Hey, man, that's a tough act to follow right there, but I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, Mark, telling you, Marco and I talking about the Yankees. He wears a Yankee hat every day, and he's seen it. He's seen all the 90s teams, and Yeah, I just was like, hold on, I'm holding you here after this update.
Yeah, I'll do my best out here in Iowa for you. But no, seriously, what it is, really, Hal has to pull the trigger, fire his best friend, Cash. That's what has to happen. They grew up together. I don't know if you know.
Of course I know, and I know he's never firing him. What would Hal Steinbrenner's next move be after telling Cash you're fired?
I'm going to be honest with you. You got to get a president of baseball operations from somebody, maybe a Milwaukee, somebody from Tampa, Toronto, somewhere, right? The janitor dude, right? Anybody, right? Seriously, what is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's really what it is. It comes down to that. But really, I'm going to talk to you a little bit. I want to get your opinion on this. I don't trust anybody next year. Let's talk about the lineup next year real quick. I don't trust anybody on that infield, man. I don't trust a Goldschmidt slash Wright.
He's gone.
First.
1 year deal.
No, seriously. Yeah. Jazz, I mean, come on. We just talked about it. You guys just talked about it. Jazz. Do we trust him? We don't trust
All-star, 30-30 year, maybe. But there's little things about Jazz that irritate you. Volpe's going to go to arbitration. I know he's their guy, but, like, he's literally on the chopping block. We thought that this third year was going to be a prove-it year, show us, like, this was a bad year for him and now a bad postseason.
And they don't want to be wrong about him, right? Because he's a first-round draft pick, and they brought him up a year too early. So they want to be right about him,
absolutely.
But they're not. So McMahon, maybe. I'll give you McMahon.
He's got to get in the cage. He's got to have a little more bat. Yeah. I love his defense. And, like, not for nothing, he did hit. He did come up with some hits. He did hit the home run today. If you go look at his at-bats, and he didn't have full games to you know, get at-bats. Like, McMahon had some hits. He had some sneaky hits, and he had a homer.
Yeah, so maybe him, and then the outfield, you know, Belly, maybe he's gone, who knows. Spencer Jones, he wants to come up. The Martian wants to play center. All this stuff. I mean, Judge is out there, but if his arm gets hurt, he's got a DH, he gets TJ, you know, if he gets Tommy John. I mean, it's just, there's so many questions. There's more so I mean, I don't even know what to tell you. My buddy
says, like,
who's
unravel.
The lineup next year? Dude, there could be 8 new guys with Judge out there next year. We don't know, you know?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Rich. They're never firing Brian Cashman. I already went through the song and dance of, like, Brian. I don't think you guys even really know how much Brian Cashman means to the New York Yankees. I make the joke that if Hal wanted to hire someone else, he would need cash to run those meetings and interviews and that whole process, that whole search. And, like, when Brian Cashman does decide to bow out and relinquish that power, it's going to be through a process of a whole year of having an understudy. When I was in the fan cave, I remember I saw Rob Manfred for the first time in the fan cave 2014. It was Bud Selig's last year. And Rob Manfred, I didn't know who he was or what he was or what he was doing. He was following Bud Selig around, shadowing him, learning everything every day. Now, I don't know if it was every day, but I saw him twice in the fan cave show with Bud Selig. And when asked about it, like, oh, yeah, this guy is like, he's next in line to become the commissioner. The next GM of the New York Yankees, maybe it's Michael Fishman, maybe there's somebody else in the building that we don't know of yet, would have to spy Brian Cashman for an entire season before they just say, here you go, take the reins. They're not going to another city. They're not going to another organization because there are 29 other teams than the New York Yankees. You feel me? They're not the Mets taking a guy from Milwaukee and bringing him in here. How'd that work out? How has that worked out? The Yankees aren't doing that. So we can, like, that's not it. What would you like Cash to do? I would like Cash to get some more contact hitters, guys that hit for average. I would like Cash to find some guys that can put the ball in play around Aaron Judge. We got a ton of homers. That's cool to beat up on the Orioles, the White Sox, the Twins. But then when we do face these better teams, we can't get past them because it's feast or famine. It's the long ball or nothing. King George in the Bronx, you're back on the Fan.
Live long and prosper, and your show is better than listening to the Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen. And you make other talk show hosts look bad and not good, and they're like beavers that have no
voice. They make me look good. The more they do what they do, my show sounds better.
Yeah. And the Yankees were so unenergetic and pathetic. The only thing that angered me more was the 1960 World Series. And who do I leave my number with so you and Zuka call me?
Oh, you can leave with Fleegs. I'll put you on hold, and Fleegs will take your number down. And now that there's less baseball here in New York, you know, baseball nights in New York have ended officially. Maybe there's a night where there's, I don't know, Rutgers football on or Monday Night Football on or something like that. And we'll definitely do this whole me, you, and Zoo at Cats. Oh, my goodness. King George, call back. I just dropped the phone call, and I meant to hit hold. And I know you're going to call. You call every day. But I seriously will pull up to Cats. I don't go over there. It's a tourist hotbed. Always a line outside. But we will get that done. And I got to hit Zoo. I got to text Zoo and see where Zoo. I don't work with Zoo anymore. Zoo is on the weekend or maybe during the day. I haven't seen Zoo in a minute. WAP, text me if you're listening. We'll set this whole thing up. But yeah, the Yankees have to have a sense of urgency in these next 2 years with Aaron Boone's contract ending after 2027. And just me feeling like after 2027, bro, like, what is this window of Stanton? It's closed. This window of Stanton, Judge, Cole, it's closed. And then also, get serious about the young players on the team. Get serious about Anthony Volpe as your shortstop. Is he the guy or not? After this season, we're leaning towards not. That can change. Bring some competition in. Sign somebody. He's going to go to arbitration and, like, who's going to win that arbitration? Austin Wells, bring in another catcher. Somebody, a right-handed catcher that can hit a little bit to platoon with him. If Ben Rice is going to be your full-time first baseman, he's got to go to work. He's got to go to work. And obviously, he can't be your full-time DH because that's Stanton's. Like, Stanton has the DH role clogged up. And he works a walk, and there's a ground ball. It's a guaranteed double play. He works a walk, and he's got to be held at third base, you know, on any type of extra base hit or, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are things that just, it is what it is. But they got to change if you're going to compete. And you know what, Yankee fans, I suggest you do. We all should do this. And I don't do this enough because, like, usually when the Yankee season ends, watching baseball hurts, right? Last year, we got to watch the Yankees go to the World Series. But now the Yankees are out, watch the other series. Watch the other teams. Watch how guys hit in the lineup all the way through the lineup, even at the bottom of the order. John Schneider, somebody asked in the chat who's the big shot of the night. I said John Schneider. John Schneider had no fear of throwing a bullpen game, throwing guys that have already been seen before, because he knew how to mix, match, and attack this Yankees lineup. Held them to two hits with their season on the line. Despicable. Bob is in Los Angeles on the Fan. Hello, Bob.
Heath, what you just said is so true, man. My Dodgers drive me nuts, but they don't play stupid baseball. The manager can be stupid, but all the teams left pretty much play baseball the right way. And the irony is this team of analytics, this team of mathing, this team of we're too smart, they play dumb baseball. The way they hit, let alone the fielding, the way they approach pitchers, it's for the Yankees to be this undisciplined at the plate when it's been the same story for a day. I mean, I remember 10 years ago saying we need contact hitters. And here we are, 2025.
Yeah, when they lost to the Astros in 2022, I think they set a record for strikeouts. And that was a completely different team. And you know what? Then they kept changing the lineup then because they were listening to the outside noise, right? IKF, they take him out. They bring up Oswald Peraza, whole rookie, throw him into the mix, panicking. Harrison Bader, Lauren Shahadi from the MLB Network runs into Harrison Bader in the hallway and says, you ready to go tonight? You're leaving off. And he says he don't know it. And hold on for a second, Bob. That brings me to another point of something that went on these last two nights. Clint Frazier was in the bleachers. And some of you goofies, I don't get it. Like people heckling Clint Frazier because of what he said about the organization, as if Clint Frazier can't buy a ticket and sit in the bleachers with us. Some of these players you idolize would never. And he literally sat all nine innings in the bleachers back-to-back games. So shout out to Clint. But Clint was another one that said about the lineup, these guys not knowing. Like, I think that's crazy for Harrison Bader to be told by an analyst from MLB Network that he's leading off. How does that not get communicated? Now, I know that was years ago, but there are little things like that that need to be tightened up. And what I recall is two seasons ago, the Yankees were supposed to have a third party come in and audit them, right, to see what they were doing wrong compared to other teams, to see what other teams were doing that they were lacking and not doing, and they chose not to run that audit. So maybe they need to do that now. Go on, Bob.
What you just said is true, man. Clint Frazier, what did he do? He told the truth. The Yankees are like this, like, secret cult. I look at Judge after the game. They're talking to him. I love Judge, you know, forget you just as a person, as a player. But they say, Judge, what was the problem? What did you need? What was the difference? He goes, oh, you know, thinking for a second, let me not say anything real. And he's like, oh, it's the little things. It's the little, bro, you just got walloped. It's not the little things.
It's a huge thing for all of us. Approach. Yeah, Judge is the best. Judge, he'll do the little, with his, like, he'll suck his teeth and do the, and he'll think about it. And, like, they asked, you know, what was the message? And they're like, yeah, you know, I'd like to keep that in-house. Okay, keep it in-house. Like, these fans aren't. There's going to be 300 Yankee podcasts calling for the manager, calling for the general manager, all night on The Fan, and tomorrow during the day, it's just going to be Yankee fans calling in and complaining, and then Met fans calling in, you know, just as fans and callers talking about the organization, and now you're getting ridiculed, and you're getting skewered, and you're getting talked about again, and you've come up short, and there's nowhere to hide, and what are you going to do to change that?
Nobody being a truth teller, nobody looking in the mirror, nobody really calling out for what it is. It's the Yankees are like a cult. We're just all going along with the pinstripe cult. Nobody, as you said, is making a stink. Nobody's looking in the mirror. They're all giving Aaron Boone baloney answers that get us another season and another season down the drain. Decade plus.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Well, fool me, can't fool me again. And you know how Marco said he's, you know, he's Charlie Brown. Got me. Lucy set the football up. Thought I was going to kick that foot. Whoop! You know, and you wonder why, like, I've gotten to points over the years where certain seasons where I'm like, I'm off the ride. But I know as a radio host, and I know as a fan that talks to a lot of fans, like, there are fans that are overly optimistic, glass half full, and, like, you know, you can't tell, you can't quit on the team. Now, I mean, we have some hosts here that would rather turn down a company ticket to watch opening night of the New York Rangers and the Rangers get smacked, and then show up for a night like tonight and then be plastered all over social media, ripping the organization, not having a good, like, that. That wouldn't be me. But I'm only going to keep it real with you. I'm only going to be authentic with you. This is another embarrassment, but we saw it coming. No? No one's really shocked or surprised. I told you when I got on Sunday night, this is not fun. They did this. They put themselves into this position. And I don't know if they're going to be able to dig out of this hole, and they did not. They gave us one good one. One good Aaron Judge home run off the foul pole, Jazz homer for the lead. They rallied by 8 on answer, or at least they gave us that. But here we are tonight, and I knew that too. I remember last night saying, hey, like, job not finished. Like, let's enjoy that, but, like, we still got to win tomorrow. Got to force this thing back to Canada and then win that. And that's a tall task for anyone. Bob's LA Dodgers, the, you know, the Seattle Mariners or Detroit Tigers, whoever's going to meet Toronto in the ALCS. Don't let that be the next thing. Toronto go on to the World Series. And dare they win that World Series against whomever. Let it be the Dodgers. Let them go with their style of baseball. And if they get guys like Bo Bichette back, get healthier, Barrios, Chris Bassett, whomever, and their manager is ready to go toe-to-toe with Dave Roberts and the Dodgers, don't let them actually win the World Series. We'll never live that one down. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah, still here. No tears from me. I'm not crying. It's over. I'm just looking at stuff. Like, I just saw Just Baseball put out Anthony Volpe in the ALDS, 1-for-15 with 11 Ks. What? It's tough. It's tough to process that. It's tough to take that information and be like, yeah, this is okay. This is good. I'm sure there's some other guys with some terrible numbers just from the eye test, bro. Not good enough. Shout out to J-Mac Customs. I don't know if J-Mac Customs popped up in the YouTube chat. I just opened a package from J-Mac. J-Mac Customs is a Mets fan. I met him at Fanatics Fest. Cool dude. And, you know, we chopped it up for a little bit. He made the OMG signs. And let me see. I tweeted at him. Let me see if he responded. I was like, bro, I just got the package. I'm going to open it up on the live stream. So, yeah, he might be asleep, which most human beings are at this hour. Shout out to J-Mac Customs for the New York Yankees logo. And it is made out of the subway map that you see on the subway with the different lines on it. So, this is cool. I'm like thinking now, I'm like, I got to rearrange my little like podcast studio setup in my house because I'm like, I want this to be on display. So if you can see me on the live stream with it, shout out to J-Mac Customs who made the OMG signs. Let's take the rest of these calls for the last 13 minutes and I'm up out of here. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica. What's up, Moose?
Yo, Keith, what it do?
I'm hanging out, just passing the time. The season is over. Things are going to shift and change, and I'm okay with that. Like, I not for nothing. My wife texts me. She texts me just the thumbs down when they lost. And I was like, I told you the season ended on Sunday. And she's like, I know. Like, that when they lost those two games in that fashion, which I felt like they lit both of those games on fire, almost punted those games. I'm like, okay, you're like, who's coming back? I know it's been done before, but not against this Blue Jays team and not with the team we have. You're about to come back from down 2-0 and rip off the next three. They would have to literally lay down and die. And they played at a higher level than the Yankees the whole time. And I was tweeting that last night in the beginning of the game when they were up 6-1. I said, there's levels to this, and they're playing at a level that the Yankees will not and cannot match.
Obviously, Keith and Marco Belletti, right?
Yeah, shout out to Marco.
Yeah, he's in. Yeah, he said everything I said in March, even when we lost Cole. We'll still probably win 90 games, have a whole humbug little playoff run, but not accomplish anything because you've been a Yankee fan 1 year longer than I have because you're 1 year older than me. You've seen this same song and dance ever since we lost in 2010 and stuff to the Rangers. I'm not saying GM manager. We have different managers. GM is still putting a quality product, but I question overall the mentality of the team to either be awake to the idea that they're believing in a false narrative. Not that the Yankees should be feared, but they have to go out there and take what's theirs as opposed to expected to be handed to them.
Thanks for the call, Moose. Yeah, what we come around to is that the Yankees have good enough teams to win 90 to 100 games, qualify, make the postseason, but then they come up short. Like I say, the cracks in their armor or, you know, the little holes in the defense, the little holes in the offense, these are things that get scouted and game planned and exposed. And it happens consistently every time. Derek is in San Francisco on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, before anything, I just want to give you your flowers, bro. Every time I've called, you've been there and you talked me off the ledge. And right on, bro. Thank you so much for all that. The season's over, bro. Tell me who you are and I'm going to tell you who... Tell me who you with, and I'm going to tell you who you are. I don't want to kill Judge because Judge had his moments, but, bro, we seen this coming, right, Keith? We seen this.
Yeah.
We seen it coming, dude. We seen it coming. Not having a third baseman, Cashman doing the same thing. And the one thing that kills me the most, Keith, is my 11-year-old son. He's with me through and through, bro, and he was so devastated. And did I curse my son, Keith? Because he's heartbroken, dude. He's heartbroken.
No, he's young enough. It's going to come around at some point. He's young enough. And I just was saying earlier, I'm like, it might happen when I'm 40. It might happen when I'm 50. It might happen when I'm 60. I hope not, though, because I'm not going to be able to. I'll be watching most of the games on TV. But no, you didn't curse him because, and let's rein it in. Thanks for the call, Derek, out in San Francisco. Let's pull everybody back in on Yankees elimination night. Compared to the rest of these garbage teams in this city, the Yankees are always in it. And you have to be in it to win it. You have to qualify. That's why I laugh at some of the Met fans trolling me. I'm like, you hating from outside of the club. You didn't even get in. So, like, that's cute and all. But let's, like, there is no curse with the Yankees. It's a 16-year drought. It might hit 18. Maybe it's got to hit 18 for historical reasons. And then it changes. Maybe this is the year where they see, okay, Judge put up great numbers in the postseason. He didn't fold, but we didn't have the lineup around him. We didn't have enough guys to put the ball in play. When he got on, who's driving him in? You know? Like, let's rein it in. As much as we are going to come down on the New York Yankees and hate on them and say everything about them that we can possibly manage to say, make sure that you do come around and say, we were in it again. I saw two of the best postseason games I ever saw in the last week. Cam Schlittler's first performance against the Red Sox and then Judge's signature game two nights ago. So, like, as much as we're going to be critical, we also have to be realistic here. The Jets aren't going to the playoffs again. And we don't know the next time. Like that, I'm saying that might be finite. The Jets may never go to the playoffs again. I'm going to MetLife tomorrow. I hate going over there. Are the Giants going to upset the Eagles? Perhaps. But come on. No. The Mets are now at 40 years. There's two generations of Met fans that don't understand what it's like to go to the World Series and win. We have three hockey teams. It's been a long time since the Islanders dominated. It's been a long time since that Rangers Stanley Cup that gets talked about. It's been a long time since the Devils dominated. I hope the Devils can figure it out. But you understand what I'm saying? Oh, and I saved the best for last. Because the stage is set for your New York Knicks. Go New York, go New York, go. All the pressure in this city. All of the energy in this city. I'm no Knicks fan, but I'm told there's one basketball team in this city. I'm told they're going to be the favorites in the East. I'm told that they fired their coach. They brought in a new coach because now all of a sudden the New York Knicks are championship or bust. I cannot wait till they start the hooping. But let's rein it in before we say anything about are we cursed as Yankee fans. Hell no. Let's rein it in before we act like the Yankees that are in the dance every year don't figure this out with the best player on the planet in the next couple years. We don't know that. But it's going to take them to look in the mirror, maybe audit themselves, Brian Cashman to take a hard look at this team and tweak it again. I like what Brian Cashman did in the offseason. I like what Brian Cashman did at the trade deadline. It wasn't enough, ultimately, with the chips falling where they did and the Yankees being a wild card and running into the Blue Jays who beat them out for the division, beat them over the head all year, whatever. We don't know what that's going to look like next year. So, like, let's not say that because, like, as much sports as I watch, the one team that I'm actually, yeah, I will drive my ass to the Bronx 50 times a year. I will watch every single one of those games. I will listen to podcasts. I'll listen to all these WFAN shows. I will read tweets and articles about that team because that team is going to compete. That team is going to be in October. That team is going to have a chance to win a championship. The rest of these teams around here, we cannot say the same. Tony's in Montreal on the fan. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, Keith?
Good.
I listened to you actually on your interview you had on, I think it's a radio station, 590 in Toronto.
Yeah, I've become Canada's favorite son from the States. I was on Sportsnet like three times in the last week, and Blue Jays Talk Plus Live, they've had me on consistently, you know, throughout this whole baseball season.
And so for your listeners in New York, you got the greatest kudos from Toronto media because you were fair and square, as you call it. And they said you are great, not only as a host, but you're great entertainment. And they said after you hung up that they wish they could emulate you.
Oh, wow. That's great. I hang up as soon as they say, thanks, Keith. I hit the end. I don't listen to the show. But,
Just to say that, it's high praise, yeah. So I just want to say a couple of things about tonight, you know. What you said is absolutely correct, and we talked about this back in March when I first started calling you up. And we said, you know, like, there's three great players in the league right now. You have Soto, and you got, obviously Judge, and you got this young kid in Toronto. But, you know, the thing is, a lot of people were not looking at this kid in Toronto in a fair light because he was 21, and he was 23 when he previously went to the divisional finals or whatever it was. He didn't do so well, 1-for-7. But you said it tonight. He doesn't like the Yankees, man. And he's 26 now, and he put on a show. You got to understand, that guy was driven, and he lit the fire. But what you said, which is absolutely correct, who are these guys? Jimenez, Clement,
Varsho, even the guys Lucas. Like, I just saw John Schneider talking about it. Takes everybody, Lucas, Straw, like these guys coming in, pinch hitting. Like, they're getting it done.
Bro, they had over 10 hits amongst themselves today and yesterday. It's unbelievable. So, of course, you take pressure off, you know, Springer. You take pressure off of
Vladdy, Alejandro, Kirk. Yeah, it's a team game. Thank you for the call, Tony. I've got 2 minutes. I just want to get everybody in here. Young Jake out in Far Rockaway. You're live.
Can you hear me?
Yep, got you loud and clear.
Two things. One is, you know, I've been a dire Yankee fan since age, like, 4. And every single year this happens. So I have two things to say. First of all, the Yankees infield's got to go. You know, Jazz, he's been here, but, like, no, he's just not. He's not showing up. All his errors and all his – he can't hit. Volpe, you saw during the season, he got benched. He just can't hit. You got to get someone like Jake Cronenworth, those type of guys. That's number one. And number two, Aaron Boone. He's putting in Will Warren in when he has two players, two guys, first and second. And you can't put that guy in.
Yeah, no. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm just running out of time, Jake. And thank you for the call. And stay a diehard Yankee fan. You got a lot of seasons ahead of you. Jazz Chisholm, some of you were saying extend Jazz off of the 30-30 year all-star year. And then put a pause on that. Volpe, you do not hand him the starting job at shortstop going into spring training. Something's got to give. Either you're signing somebody or I don't know. But, like, this season and that postseason performance, not good enough on any scale. Now, when you talk about Will Warren entering the game, I said that was one of my main gripes with Boone in this series. I understand that Will Warren is the bulk guy. I understand that he's supposed to give you length or whatever, but like you brought him in a situation that he had never come in before. He's a whole rookie. He got dominated in that building by that team. You bring him in with, you know, inheriting runners out of the bullpen. He's never done it. It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense why that was the lane for him. And then like, okay, he's supposed to do mop-up duty, but for how long? You let him stay out there where when they did rally, it was just like, yo, you blew up that second game. And I felt like there should have been more urgency in that second game because the whole mission is to go in their building and split. Because if you did that, we'd have a game 5 on Friday. And that's my time. If you're on hold, stay on hold because Big Mac will get to you. You got to wait a little bit for Big Mac to come in and open, but he'll get to you. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Appreciate you guys, even the trolls. Like, we had 600 people watching. When the Yankees lose, people pull up to collect those Yankee tears. And I don't mind. A lot of you were pulling up for the Yankee tears when you heard that Gerrit Cole was out and Luis Gil was out and Stanton was out. And the Yankees did make it to the ALCS, or ALDS, not the ALCS. So it's a failure because they didn't win the World Series again. But ultimately, we enjoyed parts of the ride. Now we're completely off the ride. Chris McMonagle's coming your way next. I'll be back on Friday. See you at the Giants game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.